Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Your voice, let's appreciate this good God. Give him all the thanks, give him all the glory, give him all the praise. Somebody celebrate this good God. He deserves all the praise, he deserves all the glory, he deserves all the honor. Appreciate him, celebrate him, appreciate him, celebrate him for disappointing the devices of the crafty. Their hands could not perform their enterprise. Somebody celebrate this good God. He meant it for evil, but God has turned it around for our good. Somebody thank this good God. Indeed, had not been the Lord on our side, where would we have been? We owe him thanks. We owe him thanks. We owe him thanks. Somebody thank him. You can do that in the language of the Spirit. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Daddy, we say thank you. As a church, we say thank you. For coming through for us, we say thank you. For disappointing their devices, we say thank you. Oh, their hands could not perform their enterprise. We say thank you. Many were their affliction, but you brought us out. Daddy, here we are today to celebrate your faithfulness. Winner Chapel, Birmingham, we are grateful. We are thankful. We are grateful. We are thankful. Once again, Lord, send us your word. Let everyone be visited. Let everyone be imparted. Let everyone live here with your testimony. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in his presence. Want to appreciate God and his servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. And I trust God that the God that began the month with us on the aspect of divine direction will conclude it with us today in the name of Jesus Christ. We are still on the subject, understanding the benefit of following divine direction. Understanding the benefit of following divine direction. Understanding the benefit of following divine direction. And today is a part 4 of the series that we began since this month started. I want to start by saying that next to salvation, divine direction or divine guidance stands out as one of the greatest assets in the journey of the believer. Divine guidance. Divine guidance. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 21. And they tested not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. That is when God is leading you. He make meaning in your life. Where there seems to be no way, he make a way for you. I trust God for somebody hearing me that today, the way will be clearer. Amen. Know that no matter how spiritual, experienced, and anointed a believer may be, misdirection can be deadly. It can be deadly. No matter how spiritual, experienced, and anointed a believer may be, misdirection can be deadly. So you are not meant to depend on your experience. He knows the way. And he knows the traps set by the enemy. Because the Bible says many are the traps, but the Lord deliver us. So that means the traps are there. But when he's leading you, he takes responsibility of destroying the traps of the enemy. Any trap set against anyone, today is your day of deliverance. Look at Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12, which we have emphasized or not. Proverbs 14 verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right. It looks right in the eyes of men. It ticks all the boxes based on one's experience. But the end thereof are ways of death. There was a man called Samson. There he was. He came in to be a deliverer to the land of Israel. But misdirection, misalignment affected his destiny. Not only his eyes were plucked out, but he was also killed. Because the assignment entrusted into his hand, he did not allow the one who entrusted that assignment to lead him. That is why I started by saying, no matter how experienced, anointed you are, misdirection can be very deadly. Can be very deadly. Look at Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22. Isaiah 42, verse 22. But this is a people robbed, spoiled. They are all in the snare holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivered, for a spoil and none yet restored. Who among you give ear to this? Who hearken and hear of the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil? Or Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom he has sinned? For they will not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto the law. They will not walk on his ways. 22 says, they are robbed, they are spoiled. All of them are in snare holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey about to be destroyed. All because they did not walk on the ways of God. This afternoon, any form of misdirection in anyone's life, the good God will realign us. Last time I said, the cost of correction is cheaper than the cost of living in error. The cost of correction is cheaper. So if you want to be corrected, it's cheaper than to insist to live in that error. It is about to destroy your life. You know, that is a problem with man. What will people say? It's not what will people say. Your life is most important. These people have no strength to rescue you in times of challenge. Even if you call them, their phone will not be reached. It will be switched off. So why are you basing your life on people's opinion? What would they say? When you know you are in a wrong relationship, you say, oh, we've gone very far. We don't know what is going to happen. What will my parents say? What will my mother say? They will not be there when that man or that woman is beating you. And if it doesn't end very well, your life will be at stake. You have been hearing the prompting. You have been receiving the signal. You say, no, 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 I need to go ahead. At least I know something will come out. The devil came to steal. He came to what? Kill. And finally, what will he do? He will destroy. But your life will not be destroyed. I say your life will not be destroyed. So the cost of correction is cheaper. Imagine David had not corrected his life when he took Uzziah's wife. Will not be singing about the sons of David. Do you know one thing that God loves about David? Anytime he makes a mistake, he accepts his correction. And he was a man after God's own heart. Did he sin? Yes. Did he repent? Yes, he repented. And God restored him back. So if God restored him back, the same God is ready to restore you back. I said the same God is ready to restore you back. Don't let pride destroy you. Hear me. The destiny of the pride is already determined. God will himself fight the pride. He's himself. He said God will resist the proud. So their life is already determined. So don't add pride to your life. God is ever willing to lead you if you are ever willing to be led. Somebody lift up your right and say, Lord, I'm ever willing to be led. Say that once again. Say that once again. He's ever willing to lead us if we are ever willing to be led. Hear this. The shame of error is heavier than the shame of correction. The shame of error is heavier than the shame of correction. The shame of error. I pray that this afternoon, God would redirect our fast. But hear this. But it is not enough to have vision. We must start taking step in line with the leading of the Spirit. It's not enough. Now hear me. This is in God has shown you so many things. Now begin to take practical steps. Somebody said, I'll begin to take practical steps. Begin to take practical steps. And every step that you take, be in line with the Spirit. Be asking questions. He's ever ready to lead us. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people would perish. So I trust God that in this season of divine direction, God will show you certain things. I say, God will open your eyes to see clearer. The reason with the problem many people is that they talk to too many people. Talk to too many people. It's not every year that must hear your business proposal. You think it's everybody that is celebrating with you. Particularly when you think nothing is working and you're always calling him, I got this idea. It's not every year that must hear. Every voice that you hear has an impact on one's life. And it's only two ways. Either positive or negative. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, chapter 14, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10. And follow me carefully. Because most people have got the ideas, but they are not making move. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 10. There are, it may be, many kinds of voices in the world. And none of them is without what? Significant. Every voice comes with an impact. Voices of friend, demonic voices, voices of relations. Every voice that you hear has a significance in your life. Hear me? Most people are where they are now. Because as soon as they got in here, they were hearing so many voices that over here, when you kick your husband out, you kick your wife out, the government will be helping you. So they have started making preparation to kick the one out. What we used to joke back at home now is a challenge. We used to laugh. We used to even play cuddle each other. Now when I'm cuddling, you say I'm harassing you. Because you are looking for every means to push me out. That will not happen to you. Who you give your ear to affect your mindset and your thought pattern. Who you give your ear to. That is why the steps that we are about to take
We should allow the Holy Ghost to direct us. Allow him to speak to you. Calling so many people is confusing you. It's not everybody that is thinking right for you. Somebody can even tell you, this project, no, throw it away. I have so many friends who tried it, never worked. He doesn't have any friends. He just wants to discourage you. And you sell it within with the idea. By the time you realize you already started doing something. Well, there is nothing wrong for somebody to catch it. But the way that they will advise you, it will sound as if you have taken wrong step. Particularly when you have heard God clearly that this is what you need to do. I trust God that from today, no voice will confuse you again. Who you give your ear to affect your choices and decision making. Your choices and decision making. This season, the Holy Ghost is showing us so many things. Please align with him. Go back to him. There were a family that were sharing a testimony with me yesterday. They had something to do with their immigration. But they realized the first person that they need to talk to was talk to God. After they went to prayer with God, the next day, they got the answer straight away, cheaply. They got the answer. Why? Because they needed to talk to him first for him to show. Hear me, when you talk to him first, he will bring destiny helpers on your way. Those that you can talk to. Some of you talk too much. You talk too much. Everything, you are out there. And ask yourself, has anybody come to your help once? Those that you are calling best friends, best these things that you are speaking to. Every voice that you hear has an impact on your life. Today, your ears will hear good voices. The amen didn't sound like you. I say your ears will hear good voices. Every evil voice from today will not enter into your ears. Every evil voice will not enter into your ears. Why? Our destiny in Christ is an adventure, not a destination. Our destiny is meant to blossom from glory to glory. It is not to a destination. It's a journey. He said the path of the just is as what? Shine as what? Brighter and brighter. So God has ordained for you glorious future. Somebody say, have a glorious future. So that is why you must subscribe to the leadership of the Holy Spirit to guide you and to lead you. From today, no one will miss their way. Every vision in life starts as nothing. But following divine direction brings something marvelous out of it at the end. Every vision starts as nothing. There may be nothing there to start with. But divine direction brings out wonders as you allow him to lead you. Wherever God has started with, please be very patient. And follow the process. Somebody says, I will follow the process. Some of us always want to jump. There is nothing wrong getting your house over here. But there's a process. Start from somewhere. Start working and saving towards it. But don't let the enemy confuse you. That if I don't get this by the end of the year, everything will go scattered. Nothing will go scattered. Everything will work for you. Align with it. There's always a process. It may start with a small idea, but just go back to him to expand the idea onto you. That is how he works. Hear me. When you are successful in one phase, he lifts you into another phase. When you are successful in another one, he lifts you. There are certain phases. If he's to lift you, you will backslide. You can't carry it. So he does it phases by phases. I pray that the idea that you'll be taking from this service, no devil will corrupt it. I said, no devil will corrupt it. I remember sharing a testimony one time, and somebody came into the country with £300. Because of his immigration status, he couldn't do anything. So he started trading in car from £300, and he started building on it. The last time he was sharing testimony, he was able to have 20,000. As his Christmas expenses. £20,000. This is how God led him. One step at a time. One step at a time. One step at a time. Please hear me. God has destined you to be great. Somebody say, I'm destined to be great. That seed is already in you. But no matter how, the greatness of a seed is in what the seed carries. As a matter of fact, if the seed is well planted in that environment that is meant to be, no devil can frustrate that seed. Inside you, you carry the seed of greatness. But God knows where you are meant to be planted. It's not everywhere that you are meant to be planted. There are some seedling over here. When you take them to Africa, they will not survive. Because the environment will not help it. And there are some, when you bring them from Africa to this place, they will also not survive. Because the environment is not conducive. Hear this. God owns your life. He knows where you are meant to be planted to be fruitful. I pray for you today. Anywhere that you are not meant to be, God will not take you there. Anywhere that you are taken, that your destiny will be crushed, you will not be there. Where you are meant to flourish, God will plant you over there. And the good news that he brought you to UK, he will make you to flourish. I say he will make you to flourish. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Job 8, verse 7. Though your beginning was small, your latter end will greatly increase. Your beginning is small. Look at Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Zechariah 4, verse 10. He said, do not despise the days of small beginning. Start from somewhere. Don't despise the day of small beginning. A journey of 1,000 steps starts with what? One step at a time. You have over here now. If cleaning is what you have gotten yourself doing, do it with joy. It's just a phase. Very soon that phase will be over. I said that phase will be over. This one that you are always championing yourself that I don't want to do this thing. You will say, wait until you create one for yourself. Then at least you can carry on. Start from somewhere. It may look insignificant, but out of that, God will be catapulting you into realms of glory. From today, you will not suffer any shame again. Hear this. Only God knows tomorrow as clearly as today. Only God knows tomorrow. Nobody knows what is going to happen. That is why everything you hear is being forecasted. It can be wrong or it can be right. But God is certain of your tomorrow. He knows where you are meant to be. Hear me. No devil will frustrate your life. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, there is none else. I am the Lord, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient time, the time that are not yet come. He says, say, my counsel, that is my plan, shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. Declaring the end from the beginning. So where you are meant to be, God knows what is ahead of you already. All that you need to do is to subscribe to his leadership. Don't be too smart to be directed. It's risky. Don't to be too smart to be corrected. It's risky. You don't know what is ahead of you. But I pray for somebody hearing me. Any form of misalignment, misdirection in your life, today, God will clear them off. There are no ceiling on our destiny as believers. There are no ceiling. There are no ceiling. But step by step, as guided by the Spirit, we arrive there. There is no ceiling. Take one step at a time. Tell somebody sitting by you, take one step at a time. One step at a time. This is what you have gotten now. Just grab it wholeheartedly and allow him to lead you. One step at a time. We can see that in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 22. Deuteronomy 7, verse 22. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee little by little. Somebody say little by little. So little by little we arrive where God is meant, want us to be. I pray that no one will miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, quickly, what are the benefits of following divine direction? What are the benefits? One, it allays all fears. It allays all fears. When God leads, fear has no place. When God leads, anytime you are in a fearful state, God is not there. Because God can never be harassed. He cannot be intimidated. So when fear sets in, ask yourself, am I meant to be here? Because when he's leading you, all fears. Psalm 23 verse 4. Ye though I walk through a valley of shadow of death, what would I do? I'll fear no evil. For why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, the word, they comfort me. So one of the acid tests to be sure of God's leadership, am I walking in fear? If fear has set in, go back and ask question now. Because anytime he leads, there is no fear. So if you get to that state, don't be in a rush. Don't run. Go back to God now. God, what are you saying? Did I hear you clearly? Lord, I want to be guided and to be led. Show me the way out. Hear me. He's a father that cares for his people and is ever willing to hear you and I. This afternoon, God will hear your voice. What again? When he's leading, he renders our enemies helpless. The enemies are rendered helpless. Psalm 23 verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of my enemy, thou anointed my head with what? Oh yeah. And my cup what? Runneth over. He rendered them helpless. So if your enemies are rendered helpless, then there's no room to fear. Because the one that has taken our responsibility. I pray that any spirit of fear comes to an end today. What are some of the benefits? Secures supernatural victory. Supernatural victory. Supernatural victory. When God is leading. Supernatural victory. Look at a man called David in 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 18. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 18. Look at it. Then the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go to the Philistines? Can you see verse 19? David inquired of the Lord, shall I go? Would thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, somebody, you will hear God this afternoon. He said, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into the hand. And David came to Perazim, and David smote them, and the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as a bridge of water. He has broken forth. God instructed him to go, but God has already gone ahead of him. So anytime God is asking you to go, he has already gone ahead of you. Hear me, the last battle that you lost will be the last forever. I said that will be the last forever. And when you jump to verse 23, verse 22 of the same 2 Samuel chapter 5, look at it. And the Philistines came yet again. Someone said they came yet again. So leave it there. They came yet again. So as a man as experienced as I am, first one I won, second one I won. So this time around, God, you don't need to be directed. I'm going to use the same strategy now because I'm now full of experience. But they came again. Now, let's jump to verse 23 now. Let's see what David also did again. And when David inquired of the Lord, he says, shall I go after them, but fetch a compass behind them? So when they came again, he also went to God again. The strategy for the first was different from the second. Imagine he has used that same strategy. What would have happened to him? Would have lost the battle. Hear me, anytime you have come to that crossroad, go back again. God is ever willing to direct. He's ever willing to lead. Don't base on your experiences. It will not work. It will not fly. May our heart be receptive this afternoon. What again? When God is leading us, it is always well with the led. It is always well with the led when God is leading. It is always well with him. When God is leading you, it is always well with the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32 to 23. We are going to read that together. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32 to 33. Let's go.
ye shall observe
to do therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you.
Ye shall not turn aside to the right or to the left.
Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that ye may live, that it may be well with you, that ye may what? Prolong your days in the land which ye shall.
So the longevity of your days is tied to his leadership. When he's leading you, he renders all the enemies helpless. And it is only the enemy that can tamper with your life. If these enemies' lives are helpless, what do you see now is victory.
I trust God that anyone marked for death, it will go back to the sender.
I say it will go back to the sender. What again, when God is leading, when he goes, God only goes with the lead. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hear me. Today, the favor of God will reach out to you. 100 years of labor can never be compared in value with one day of favor from God. 100 years of labor can never be compared with one day of favor from God. Look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. Exodus 3, verse 21. And I'll give these people favor in the sight of all the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when they go, they shall not go out empty. I will give these people favor. Now, who is talking over here? God is saying that he's going to give what? His people favor. Let's see whether he confirms his word. Now jump to verse 36. Verse 36 now of the same chapter. Verse 36. Exodus chapter 2. Let's go to Exodus 12, verse 36. Exodus 12, verse 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of God. This afternoon, God's favor will reach out to you. I say God's favor will reach out to you. The favor of God will dignify you. Hear me, favor accelerate what labor cannot accomplish. Favor accelerate what labor cannot accomplish. Favor is the power of God to get things. And God's servant said in the first service that in favor, you watch to win. But in labor, you sweat to win. God will bring an end to every form of sweat in your life. Psalm 44 verse 3. Psalm 44 verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them by thy right hand, thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast what? Favored them. This afternoon, the favor of God will dignify you. Favor brings supernatural promotion. Somebody say supernatural promotion. When you are favored, your background doesn't count. If there was anyone that honored to mount that seat in Egypt, was David. He was a criminal. He was a raper, as they alleged to him. But God, when God favored him, the background notwithstanding, God enthroned him. I'm speaking to somebody hearing me now. Your background will no longer limit you again. The favor of God will dignify you. Favor produces uncommon opportunities. Uncommon opportunities. Opportunities that are not common. It multiplies our results. Favor multiplies our results. I pray that for somebody hearing me, you will no longer struggle in that career again. But hear this. But we don't wait for favor. It must be triggered. That is where I'm going now. Favor must be triggered. Somebody say favor must be triggered. It's a spiritual law. When you are aligned with God's principle, his favor is provoked over your life. It's triggered. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 15. Follow me carefully. Proverbs 13 verse 15. Good understanding showeth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Good understanding showeth favor. So the question that somebody may be asking me,
What are the ways that favor can be provoked? One, be given to kingdom stewardship and advancement. Somebody say kingdom stewardship and advancement. Be given to kingdom stewardship and advancement. Hear me. No one having a heart truly panting after God and the interest of his kingdom run out of favor. No one. Anywhere you are, the favor will still locate you. Anywhere you are, the favor will still reach out unto you. I'm not surprised of our elders' testimony. I would rather be surprised if it has not favored, God has not favored her. Because a woman of her caliber, in our own zone, she's part of the transportation team. Carrying people to church every Sunday. At times she'll go on night duty. But before she comes to church, she'll pass somewhere and bring somebody to church and take them back. Will God not favor such an individual? Even on the hospital bed, God will still favor you. I pray for somebody hearing me, anybody serving faithfully, your life will not be cut short. I say your life will not be cut short. Hear me. Please, don't serve God casually. Find a place to serve God so that in terms of adversity, that trigger will answer for you. In terms of trigger, some of you don't care. Only come to Sunday service and go back. That is not Christianity. That is religiosity. Christianity is that you are engaged in every assignment. He said, even on the hospital bed, the Lord will remember your prayers. Please, get somewhere into God. When you read Ecclesiastes, he said the whole duty of man is to serve God. The whole duty. So now ask yourself, in which area am I serving God? You know, at times, people even coming to church, they have to be cajoled. They have to be encouraged. They have to be parted. That when you come back tonight, I'll give you a bus. So can we go to church? God forgive you. God forgive you. Look at those who go for football matches. Whether the team will lose or not, they go with joy. They might have lost 5-0 last week. But next week, they have forgotten about it. They are still there in their numbers. They'll even go more because they know the more we gather, the more we can cheer the people up. They go with joy. You are coming to church as if somebody has offended you. Hear me. Your being here doesn't change God. I say it doesn't what? Whether you came or not, would it change God? No. But who is it changing? Who is it changing? He said they go from what? Strength to strength. Everyone that what? So anytime you step in here, the strength is renewed. Your kidneys are renewed. Your liver is renewed. Your intestines are renewed. Your heart is renewed. Every part of your system is what? So who is benefiting? Is it God? No. If you get this understanding, you'll be yearning to be in church all the time. You'll be yearning. Don't see some of us that we don't have anything to do. We all work. Monday to Friday. So you are not the only person working. I've told you a story of a guy that I came to live with. He was doing 70 hours a week. I don't know how he was, but he was doing it. 70 hours. All this that he gathered, when the life was challenged, there was no way out. He lost it. It is not by strength that you are prevailing. It's by the strength of God. So you and I must find a place comfortably to be serving God and advancing his kingdom. There are some people here, they don't even know that this church will praise. They don't know. You see the testimony because there are people behind the scene praying. Every day there's a prayer going on. You ask them, what kind of prayer do we pray? They don't even know about it. Neither would they even know the time. Please get involved. Let God see that you are not serving him facially. But you are serving him from your heart. I trust God for somebody hearing me. Your service to God this season will not be corrupted. I say will not be corrupted. Now I want you to ask the person sitting by your side, which area are you serving God? Let them tell you. If they can't ask, they can't talk, leave them. Leave them to God. God will help them. Hear what the Bible says. Psalm 102. Verse 13. Psalm 102 verse. Some people are too big to serve God. Oh. They are too big. Why would I be praying? Because everything is working for me. We bless God for that. The day that things were working against you, we see who you run out. I'm telling you the truth. Your service to God can trigger God's favor anytime. Anytime. This is the advantage that pure Christians we have over those out there. When they are challenged, they just die just like that. Loneliness can kill them. But we know when we are challenged, there's somebody inside us. Somebody with us. That when I call, I lift up my tithe book. I lift up my service record. Heaven will remember. You cannot be defeated. I trust God for somebody hearing me. No more shame in your life again. Look at Psalm 102, verse 13. Psalm 102, verse 13. We are going to read it together now. Psalm 102, verse 13. It's on the board. Let's go. Down. And have mercy upon us. For the time. Yeah, the set time is what? Now leave it there. The set time is what? Come. So today is your day of what? Today is your day of what? So who is God going to favor? Who is God going to favor? Now let's see whether you qualify. Go to the next verse now. For thy servant. Now are you a servant of God? Are you serving God? Are you serving God? For thy servant what? Taketh pleasure in the soul. And favor the dust thereof. Look at verse 50 now. For that, let's go. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth, what? Thy glory, thy servant. Now the question is, are you a servant of God? Hear me, you can't change Bible. You can recite it. New era, new era, new era, new era. It will be a slogan for you. But somebody will say it once, and doors are opening. There's a difference. Look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. Put that on the screen. I think I've gotten it. Malachi 3, verse 18, quickly. Then shall you return and discern between who? The righteous and what? So God is first of all going to separate the righteous and the wicked. Now, let's move on. And between him what? And him that what? So inside the righteous, there are people who are serving God. And there are people who are not what? Hear me. If I'm serving God and I'm not favored, then God is not a true God. I want to challenge you, everyone here to this afternoon, find a place to serve God. When you align with that, you have triggered God's favor naturally. God's favor naturally. You say, God is not leading me. I'm not hearing God's voice. The little that he has asked you to do, you are not doing. What will he show you? He will not show you anything. He will not show you anything. God doesn't waste his resources. He only aligns with the obedient children. Anywhere that you find yourself serving faithfully, hear me. There are 1,001 better than you that can do what God has increased you. If you don't do it, it will go on to another person. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, God, increase me to be a faithful steward in your kingdom. Lord, engrace me to be a faithful steward in your kingdom. Look at Psalm 35, verse 27. Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Thou favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually that the Lord be what? Magnified. Which taketh pleasure in a what? Of who? Of who? Of who? So it's not everybody that God takes pleasure in their prosperity. It's those who are servants, who are serving. Hear me? The secret of Bishop Oyedepo is that you don't know my secret until you know my heartbeat for God. Everything about God moves me. There are some people here, nothing about God moves them. Nothing. That is why the announcement that go on, we are praying every morning, we are praying every afternoon, they'll even be there and be watching football match. There is nothing wrong watching football match, but I know where to invest my time profitably. Those that are playing, they finish, they take 100,000 a week, and you are in minimum wage, and you are buying, you are subscribing to how much, paying £40, £50. They will never get my money that way. I don't give it out to them. You are on minimum wage. You have subscribed to Sky,
and every day, and they are getting £120. They are misbehaving with the money. And say, God bless me so that I can be great. He should bless you to subscribe to more channels and waste your life. God, do not do that. God, do not do that. May God engrace us that from today, we invest our time profitably. Hear me, any time invested in God is never lost. It's an investment. And a good God that sees ahead will distinguish you. Rise to your feet and begin to appreciate Him. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the praise. Thank Him and thank Him. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Before God's servant comes to release the blessings upon us, there is one that I did not mention, which trigger the favor of God, is new birth, being born again. Psalm 5 verse 12, for the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will He compass him as a shield. So it's only the righteous that God will bless. So hear me, you know, we read Malachi 3 verse 18, the wicked and the righteous. So the righteous, He also separated. Now until you are righteous, you don't even qualify at all. Look at Joseph's secret in Genesis 42 verse 18. Genesis 42 verse 18. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this I do and live, for I fear God. No doubt he was enjoying favor all around. He feared God. His life was sold out to God. Now with our eyes closed, would I ever say, Jesus, I need you in my heart. It's the first thing first before all the other blessings will follow. With our eyes closed, we want to make that prayer. Now, Jesus, I need that personal encounter. I need you into my heart. It's only the righteous that the Lord will encompass as a shield. You want to make that prayer? Please lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to pray with you. Nobody's looking at you. You need that personal encounter, that personal touch. If I were you, I would not even waste time at all. My hand, right hand will be lifted now. You need God. You need Jesus in your life to create that shield around you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you for being honest. You have lifted up your right hand. Please, take a step forward. Come to the altar. I want to pray with you now. Nobody's looking at you. All eyes are closed. It's between you and your God. Take that bold step. Come to the altar now so that I can pray with you. Take that bold step and come to the altar now. God is set to daze you and I with unusual favor. If I were you, I would not waste time at all. I need to encounter that favor. I have struggled enough, but God wants to bring an end to that struggle. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. You are coming to exchange your weakness for His strength. Do that now. Don't let him. Nobody's looking at you now. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. It's the righteous that the Lord will encompass as a shield. Take that bold step. We are still waiting for you now. Make that step now. Make that step now. Jesus, I need you in my life. Now, those of us in front, God bless you for taking this bold step. Now, put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your saving grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my life, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me all my sins and writing my name in the book of life. Thank you for the grace today in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you. Upon this confession, the blessings of today will speak for you. You step out, you step into the favor of God. The blessings of today will dignify you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we say thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. God bless you for taking that bold step. One of our pastors over there just want to give you a brief information so that he can help you with your journey with Christ. Church, celebrate Jesus for what he has done today. Put your hands together.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121 622 1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.